24 minutes after 8.
702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Clement. How are things?
I'm good. Speak to us about the U.S. Troops leaving Afghanistan by the 11th of September.
This'll ring a bell or two. It was meant to happen 6 years ago, and Barack Obama had to change his mind. It was meant to happen again 5 years ago. Barack Obama changed his mind. 3 years ago, Donald Trump changed his mind. And I suppose it's also, although troops have been scaled down, does it count if you've got 1,000, quote, military advisors rather than 1,000 guys in combat walking around with machine guns? Anyway, there are 10,000 allied troops in Afghanistan. A third of them are Americans, and Joe Biden has announced they will leave on a rather magical date, 9/11. It'll be indeed the 20th anniversary of the attacks on 9/11. So out they will come in the agreement with the Taliban. Of course, is the Taliban playing ball? Is the Taliban playing for time? Is it job done? Has the war on terror been won? Operation Enduring Freedom, as it was called, has freedom endured? There are all those questions for Afghanistan. But I guess America understandably has decided after 20 years that they don't want to be a part of it anymore, at least not militarily.
I was looking at some reports that the Taliban has actually promised to renew attacks on the US and NATO personnel if foreign troops are not out by the deadline that was initially set. Let's talk
The May deadline.
The May deadline. Let's talk vaccines now. There was a development in our country last night. Our government announced the temporal suspension of the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after that announcement by the FDA. This is in the US, but Europe, I hear, it's also or maybe taking that approach to suspend the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah, it seems to be the same. Absolutely right, yes. So the EU, the US and South Africa so far have all jointly decided to stop the rollout of the J&J COVID jab because of, like with AstraZeneca, cases of blood clotting. But the numbers are tiny. So I suppose the fact is that number one, turning up and having something injected into your arm, it's a voluntary thing in many ways. You're sort of putting the thing in your body. You don't really want to be putting something in that's dangerous. It's not like contracting a disease. And yet, the reason why the rollout has been stopped for the J&J vaccine is because of six cases in 6.8 million doses.
Yeah.
So if you take those sorts of odds, I mean, absolutely understandably, you are more likely to die choking on your breakfast toast than you are having a blood clot from the J&J jab, or indeed the AstraZeneca, very similar, you know, long distance numbers there. But we get the idea that they want these things to be squeaky clean. They don't want law cases down the line. They don't want it to become an extra problem in the population, of course, an extra health problem. But it doesn't help, does it? Because you're short of vaccines. We are now short of vaccines. I've just been told, for instance, that I won't get my second jab because they have a shortage. So the world needs these things. Is it worth the risk is the question.
And what the argument that our government has given is it's better to be safe than sorry. So we'll wait for these investigations, and they're promising that will take a couple of days and we won't see a major delay possibly in our vaccination rollout program. So there's language changes for the British Army and cricket. So what, are we not going to be hearing soldiers call each other lads?
Apparently not. That's one of the words that's now been outlawed from on high. It was a specific memo to members of 22 Royal Engineer Regiment, as it happens, but it's going to be across the board thing that essentially you can't say, you lads over there, coming with that sort of classic kind of army terminology out, because they want to be more inclusive towards female soldiers. Apparently the words mankind and sportsmanship have also been banned. Mankind, okay, you can call people humankind, but sportsmanship, surely that's a word that doesn't have sexist or non-inclusive connotations. But there again, we've also got this whole inclusivity thing with cricket, and we've got a new competition starting here in a couple of months. I don't know if this will take off around the world, but it's called the 100 competition, 100 balls each side. There won't be overs as such. They'll just sort of have 10 balls from one end, 10 balls. They're changing the way it looks. They want to get more people, more new people involved in it. So they are thinking of getting rid of the term wickets. So you wouldn't be, for instance, 93 for 5 wickets. You would be 93 and 5 outs, nicked straight from baseball and shoved into cricket. There are some of us who are trying not to be too buffed and toughened about it, and thinking, really? Surely half the point of terminology is that you feel included once you begin to understand it. So I don't get why anyone would be baffled by the term wickets, but there we are.
Here we are. Thanks, Adam.